Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning to talk about this Friday's upcoming performance of live modern radio drama theater is Shannon Hoagland. She's the producer of this event. And Stephanie Ask is here as well. She's a performer in the piece. Good morning.
Good morning.
And live modern radio drama theater, That's really kind of a cool poster.
It is. The idea is it's live radio theater, and we have modern drama.
Okay,
so you can read it either way.
And it's coming. This is going to be Friday.
Yeah.
At the Performing Arts Center, and it took me just a minute to get my head sort of wrapped around this. It's radio theater, but there's going to be a live. It's going to be on stage, and it's going to be live.
Yeah.
But there's not going to be sets and costumes and things. It's going to be like Prairie Home Companion or something.
It's going to be like Prairie Home Companion, yeah, with your neighbors.
Okay. with the real Lake Wobegon.
Right.
Where did this idea come from, Shannon?
Well, earlier this year when we were talking about what do we do next for theater, we had just kind of gotten going with the melodrama last year. And then we did a karaoke night in January, and then we did a huge production in the spring.
Rumors, right?
Rumors, right.
So this is momentum coming off of those things.
Right, and I think we had a meeting this summer. Jeff Budd, who's an AmeriCorps volunteer running the Arts Council right now, he kind of called the meeting, what do we do next? He's the one that always kind of kickstarts when we slow down or don't know what we're doing next. And we kind of talked about what to do, and I just think the idea is to do 4 events at least a year, but we knew we wouldn't be able to do Rumors. You know, we knew we wouldn't be able to do a huge production 4 times a year, and so the melodrama is a huge production. That didn't happen, but that was on the schedule. And the idea with radio theater is we wouldn't have to worry about costumes, a set, a long rehearsal schedule that commits people for a long time. We wouldn't worry about makeup, people being self-conscious about being on stage. And I think that was an idea of something we could do every year where people could participate in drama, people could kind of dip their feet in and experience it for the first time, and maybe they would want to do more later. You know, they would get their courage up and their enthusiasm going, and one of the ideas was we would recruit more people into the program.
And you did get a lot of new people, and besides old pros, vets like Stephanie,
right? And and I think everyone, all the seasoned people, would say that the new people are amazing.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this does, Stephanie, it seems like it's come together really fast. I mean, compared to Rumors, it seems like the auditions were just a few weeks ago. And
They were, really. I mean, it's been, a 3-week rehearsal process, which is, you know, incredibly fast when you're used to the 3-month rehearsal process that you go through for a huge stage production. So it has happened really, really fast. It's been great.
And do you feel prepared?
I do feel prepared. You know, there's still the butterflies and nerves right before a performance, but I think we're ready. I think it's going to be a great production.
Okay. What are the shows?
Well, there are 3 shorts written by John Longenbaugh, who is a former Sitka resident. And those will start the show. They're very funny, modern. Their Footsie is the first one. And then there is Affairs with the Moon. And what's the third one?
The third one's called The Wild River.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then the final piece is the long, it's about a half hour, 40 minutes or so, classic 1940s piece called Always Room at the Top. And it's really from the 1940s and cheesy and funny and exactly kind of what you would have heard on the radio at the
right.
time.
And I'm assuming it was heard on the radio.
It was. It only played once in 1947, February 20th or something. Mm-hmm. But it had a major star in it, Ann Baxter, who was in All About Eve, was an ingenue, a very well-known actress. And this was a long-running series that they actually aired in that people in Sitka are actually familiar with, called Suspense.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because I brought it up, and my friends at the paper, you know, James Paulson, who was like imitating the announcer, and he was very familiar with it from, I guess, the 70s.
Okay, well, people are going to remember John Longenbaugh.
Right.
He was very active in theater.
Community theater, yeah. And if you come, you'll see the program notes has like all the productions he was involved in at Baranoff Theater Guild. That's where his enthusiasm for theater took off. Yeah.
So this wasn't a commission for radio theater.
Did he write
these pieces as stage plays?
He wrote them as stage plays, but when I was down in Seattle, I've been talking to him because, you know, he was so active here in community theater. And so I was on my way down to Seattle, and I just said, hey, we're thinking about doing this radio theater thing. He goes, hey, take me out to lunch, and I'll show you some plays I have. If you're interested, I'm not offended if you don't want them. So I took about 10 plays, and we had a reading of it. And you know, I was asking about royalties and what we should pay him, and he said, I am so excited to see community theater starting again because it was such an important part of my childhood and it was an important part of becoming a theater person. And so we had the Arts Council kind of has an informal group that reads plays, and it's anyone who wants to join can help pick the play. And anyway, we got together and we all read all his plays, and we picked these three as being, you know, ones that are appropriate for most audiences and that we thought would work here and would be easy to cast and were fun and had a good variety. And we also thought it was important to do something interesting, not just, you know, kind of the fun 25-minute classic radio theater piece, but to do real drama. Mm-hmm. And so some of these pieces, I think, are really, one of the pieces in particular is people see real, you know, real theater, and the other pieces are also super fun for different reasons.
Okay, yeah. And have they been staged in Seattle, or is this kind of
a
premiere?
Yeah, they have at least had, you know, live table readings, or I'm sure they have been performed, because he has certain ideas about how they should be staged and and that kind of thing. But
all right, well, but they're not well-known pieces. That, I mean, obviously, John is kind of a very, I guess he's sort of a regional sort of playwright.
He is a regional playwright, but I think he's on the edge of being big.
All right.
Because he had a huge hit last winter in Seattle that just, it was the biggest selling show of a particular theater. And he's writing the novel. He's gotten a contract to write the novel associated with the play, and he's going to write a radio play for it. So that might be next year's radio play.
Actually. Okay, so not amateur work here. I mean, John,
right.
He's got the chops.
No, he's put on plays in England and Seattle.
Right.
And
okay. All right. Stephanie, I wanted to ask you about the appeal of performing in this type of show. I mean, last year in Rumors, you blew me away. Everybody else, you were hilarious.
Aww.
I mean, the show was fantastic. It was over the top good. When you heard about this radio theater, did you give it a moment's thought, or did you just say, okay, I'm auditioning for that?
Well, I'm kind of a glutton for punishment. I can't really say no to theater stuff. I just really, really want to be involved always. So I was really excited about it, but I had never done radio theater in any capacity before, so this was something really, really new and exciting to try. I think the fact that it is such a short rehearsal process was really, really nice. That's definitely appeal to doing it, especially, you know, I'm involved in the Nutcracker too, and it's kind of happening simultaneously, so the short rehearsal process really made that feasible. But after going to auditions is when I really felt excited, because I looked around at auditions and I saw all these people that, you know, I don't often see at auditions for some of the theater stuff, and then we'd go to read the parts and they'd open their mouths and I'd hear their voices and I'd think, oh my God, they're perfect. That's so awesome. These are people I had not expected to see at auditions necessarily, but their voices are so good. Some of them are just perfect for the radio. And then I got all insecure, like, well, I can be on the stage, but I don't know if I have that sweet, silky voice.
No,
like
the voices are amazing. Jeff Seifert, who has announcing experience, I've never thought of him as an actor, but he's just got an amazing voice. And Mr. Joe and Peter Apathy. I mean, some of these people.
Marty Blackson has this huge, soulful voice. Oh, my goodness, it's amazing.
Well, is it all about the voice, Stephanie, or do you find that, are you, as a physical actress, are you limited somehow by performing a piece for radio?
You know, one thing I think we've seen in the last couple days, especially in rehearsal, is when you start to physicalize a little bit, even though you know you're not, you know, physically acting on the stage, but when you start gesturing and putting your hands on your hips and doing all the kind of things that you would do in that character's kind of personality, it actually improves the voice mm-hmm. a great mm-hmm. deal. So it kind of goes hand in hand, which is a surprise, because going into it, I thought, oh, you know, it's all about the voice. It's radio theater. But some of that stuff actually does influence and help.
Right, and it does make it more fun to watch, more interesting for the audience.
So, Shannon, tomorrow night, 7 p.m., this is not going to be on the radio tomorrow night at 7 p.m. If you want to see this, you've got to go to the Performing Arts Center.
Right. It is, you know, it's going to be a huge novelty to see how it works out. So I think that was the goal, was to make it fun for audiences.
And part of, I think, the appeal to seeing it on stage is what really becomes center stage is all of the prop people sitting. All the props are on the prop table, and they're doing the sound effects live, and you're getting to see how they, you know, how do they make a body fall 12 stories and make that sound and all that kind of stuff, which is really, really fun.
Okay, but it will be on the radio at some point.
It will be on the radio at some time, and so that means, like, the language is appropriate. We have a few, I would say more mature words in two of the three short plays, but I think we've given it a PG-13 rating.
Okay.
Yeah, so it will be, everything suitable to be on the air.
Okay, so it's tomorrow evening, Friday, November 18th, 7 p.m., live on stage at the Sitka Performing Arts Center. Tickets are $8 for adults, $5 for students and seniors. You can get them at Old Harbor Books or at the door. And one last question. I guess radio theater historically did not necessarily have a live audience. Is the live audience, when this thing is ultimately broadcast, are you going to be able to hear the audience?
The audience actually has a role. So I think Mr. Joe's in charge of collecting audience members to have a few lines, and then we might ask them to murmur at one point. I forgot to mention Ed Ronco's the director.
Oh, yeah. Ed Ronco,
sorry.
Of course.
It just suddenly occurred to me.
An integral part of
Ed, community theater.
Yeah,
for sure.
Between Ed and Stephanie and you, Shannon, it's like, you know, community theater's found its legs again.
Well, thank you.
Here in Sitka. So, anyway, you can see those legs tomorrow.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
7 o'clock at the Sitka Performing Arts Center. Shannon Hoagland is the producer of the radio theater that will be on tomorrow. Stephanie Ask is an actress performing in the big piece, Always Room at the Top, tomorrow evening. Thanks to you
both
for coming
in
today.
Thanks for having me.